Hey there, Pearlside small group coaches and small group leaders. It's Pastor Billy here with Pastor Alfredo Canencia.
Hey, hello.
And we're going to walk through this month's leadership group guide for all of our LGs for the month of November. And we want to talk about moving from maintenance to multiplication. And, you know, I first of all want to thank you, coaches, for all that you do in caring for our small group leaders and leading and shepherding them, and also leading your own small groups. One of the most important things that we do as coaches is not just care for and support our small group leaders, but help move them from just maintenance in the groups to multiplication of the groups. Because that's really the goal. If Jesus' great commission in Matthew chapter 28 is to go into all the world, right, to make disciples of all nations, that's a big vision. And it can't be done with just a handful of us, right? So we need to continue to multiply small group leaders. We have to continue to multiply in everything that we do so that we can reach the world as Jesus commanded, and not just be comfortable with the us for no more maintenance.
Yes.
And I've been a small group leader now almost, 30 years, and and I know how that drift to maintenance comes. You know, yeah, we're just happy to exist. We're just right, happy that people showed up at our group, and we're just happy that we had a meeting, and really that's the bare minimum. The goal that Jesus has for us is that we grow and we multiply leaders, yes, multiply groups so that, amen, we can reach more people. Right. And church history has shown us the more we multiply leaders, the more we multiply groups in churches, the more people get won and reached. And so, and that's really our responsibility as coaches, that not to move us from just maintenance into multiplication. And so we want to get our focus on that this month and make that the point of discussion. And for all of you that are small group leaders listening to this, getting ready for your LG, we want to put it into all of our minds that our goal is not just to maintain, but to multiply.
That's right.
And so to get ready for that discussion, we want to prime it here today. So we're going to talk about five stages of moving from maintenance to multiplication. And the first stage, and these are, this isn't scientific, so we just, kind of came up with the best practices of what we've learned over the right, last, almost 30 years as a church. But stage one, first of all, is this. If you already have, this is assuming you have a group that meets regularly, clarify your tripod. This is the first and we believe most important stage. One of the best practices we've discovered is that groups that have healthy tripods are going to thrive and they're going to multiply. What often happens in groups that don't thrive and groups that shut down or close or just stay stuck forever is they don't have a clearly established tripod.
That's so true.
So we talked about tripods a lot this year, but just a reminder, we have to clarify that tripod. And the tripod, in its essence, is the core committed members of the group. And they consist of the lead facilitator. That's, I'm guessing, many of you that are listening. You're the lead facilitator of your group. The apprentice, who is the clear second in command in training to one day lead a group. And that's important. The reason why we call the number two position the apprentice and not just the assistant is apprentices aren't designed to apprentice forever.
Right,
you're apprenticing for something
right,
to one day lead yourself or to do the task yourself. And so we call it the apprentice for that reason, that person knows that they're in training. And then the third person, the third leg of the tripod is that third believer, the third committed member of the group. And then and then the other committed members of the group, come later. But we want to make sure it's clear,
right,
who those tripod members are. And we found, just as we were doing kind of an audit of our groups, a lot of our groups don't have clear
That's
tripods.
Right.
Coach, you want to say anything
about
that?
Maybe you started with a certain tripod when your group started,
yep,
but as you evolve, some of those guys maybe are not functioning. So mm-hmm, you might have to look at the tripod and make some adjustments. And it's okay, because sometimes people are in different seasons of their life. They
right,
cannot commit to be a facilitator or an apprentice. But you have to be intentional about setting that in.
Yep. And it may take time. A person may say, no, I'm not ready right now, but in another season they may be, right? To your point. And just starting to identify that. And the reason why that's important is because then you as a leader don't have to carry the whole weight yourself.
That's so true, yeah.
And I don't know about you, like that's when I have an established tripod in my group, man, I feel like a breath of fresh air, you know what I mean? Like a burden came off of my back.
Right.
And so finding those people, putting them in place, and we say that, you're not a real full small group until you have that tripod.
That's
until
right,
then, you need to be connected to another group because of the support aspect, right? So clarify that tripod. And we have a whole podcast we did about tripods, so you can go
right,
back and listen to that. The second stage, once you have that clear tripod and you've been meeting, is to start clustering.
Yeah.
We say once your group is above six in attendance, you want to cluster.
Yes.
It's a best practice. It's not a law, okay? So we're not legalistic in that,
yeah,
There are times where you keep everyone together. That's your discretion. But in general, I've found it's much more healthy. I have much healthier discussions when we break into two groups of three,
right.
or if I have seven, a group of four and a group of three, you know what I mean? And just trying to break the clusters down smaller. I shared this before, but studies have shown that the ideal conversation size is about four people,
right.
three, four, five. Anything more than that, you start losing the quality in the discussion.
Right.
People check out. They start thinking about other things or they're not as transparent as they would be, right? I mean, you just see it, right? You break a group of six into two groups of three, man, the conversations get so much more lively, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what we want. We want people to feel safe to share, and we don't want just the same people to talk.
Exactly.
We want to give everyone a chance to share in the process and talk.
You know, sometimes when people don't get to share, they feel like they're not involved, they're not contributing.
Yep.
At some point, they'll stop coming.
That's right. And that's the thing too, right? The larger the group gets, people feel like they won't be missed if they don't show up.
Right, because
they don't feel like they're missed even while they're there, you know? So you won't miss me if I don't show up. But if it's a smaller thing and they know they're always going to be in a smaller cluster, they feel, man, I'm kind of important. I need
gotta
to be
there. Yeah.
You feel there's a lot more accountability. Right. So start clustering. If you haven't done that yet, start clustering once you hit more than five people in a group meeting. And then stage number three, as the clusters are consistent, you want to solidify the cluster
That's
leaders.
Right.
Now, this is huge because when you first start clustering, I do this. I just grab a random guy. Hey, you,
not
a random guy. Obviously, I know that they can kind of handle it. But why don't you lead a cluster today because we got too many people, or, you know, especially if there's like 9 or 10 or 12.
Right.
Like, okay, you're going to be a cluster leader today. And sometimes it can be random. That's just kind of how it goes. But you want to get to the point where you solidify that. Hey, every week, Kevin, you're going to lead a cluster, okay?
Right.
If we get beyond six, you're on. You know, so they come in already prepared.
Yes.
They're thinking different.
Yes.
They're not just kind of lollygagging into group. They're preparing in advance, maybe listening to our small group leaders podcast to prepare. And it just brings so much more leadership and energy and solidifying that. Now, initially, the cluster leaders will be your tripod. So you want to make sure that that's clear to them.
Right.
But then if it gets bigger, you want to solidify the other guys that hey, you're next. After if we have to have four clusters, you're up, you know, and just so that they have that expectation.
Yeah.
And then stage number four, once that is clear and we have regular clusters going on in the group, develop tripods in each cluster.
Right, right.
This is key. And this is where I'm at in my group right now, because last year we were averaging six people showing up every week. So we break up into two clusters. So we kind of solidified that. And I noticed once I solidified the cluster leaders and who's going to lead that, our group grew even more. It's like God knew, okay, I can trust you with more people.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so now we've been having 3 to 4 clusters regularly.
Yeah.
And so now my goal, I realize, man, we can start branching these groups out, but I need to solidify tripods in each of these clusters.
Yeah.
I don't have that yet.
Right.
You know, because we're not quite there, but that's my goal now. I want to make sure that each of these clusters has a tripod, and once we do that, man, I think we're going to grow to the next level. And why this is key, and why you want to have set tripod leaders and cluster tripods in each cluster, is for care.
Yes,
because I now, as a leader, I can't care for 16 guys.
The span of control.
I can't even remember their names sometimes. I know this is bad, but you just can't. There's just a certain amount of people that you can know and be real. You know, but now I have. My goal is to have 4 different clusters where the leaders are caring for the guys in their cluster, and it's much more manageable. And so not only is the conversation better, but the outside of group care and the outside of group relationship goes to another level once that is solidified. And so that's kind of the stage that I'm at right now, trying to solidify these tripods and these clusters.
One of the things about this, my group, we branched and I'm building now the group that stayed with me, we're building another cluster. I'm building another tripod. And I find that now the tripod is set. I can see new people coming. It's like God entrusts people to you because they see the leadership that is set. And then so after that, now we're looking at maybe branching another time.
There you go.
And that's what multiplication is. But I find what Pastor Billy said, we have to be intentional and looking for that tripod, looking for that leader of the cluster and say, how can I help you? Because a lot of these people, we all were like that once. We thought we couldn't do it. But when somebody was coaching us and helping us, it gave us the confidence to try it out.
That's right.
And I just believe there's some leaders that's below you in your small groups that can become small group leaders, but we have to work the process and walking them through these stages.
Yeah, you know, once we came onto this whole concept of clustering, I think that was really a game changer you know, to your point, you know, I think a lot of people think, I can't do that. I can't be a small group facilitator.
Right,
that's just too hard. Because if they see a leader leading a group of 12 people, well, there's very few people that can do that. Or it takes a certain personality to do that. But anybody, I like to say, I always say this, almost anybody can facilitate a conversation with two other people.
Right.
Like, it doesn't take much skill to do that, you know? Yes. And so anybody can do that. And that's what the cluster is. It provides that safe on-ramp for leadership where they say, oh, I can do that. Like, you've been doing it and you've been doing a great job. Oh, okay. And it just gives them a safe on-ramp. And then you develop a support system around them, the tripod in that cluster. Yeah. Now they feel supported and maybe I can branch off and be my own small group. You know, maybe I can move my group to town if I have to move to town or move it to Kapolei. You know what I mean? Because I've been doing it under the care of another leadership and another tripod. Huh, I guess I can do this. And so it builds confidence. And so clustering, I think, is huge. And I think what we're discovering as we continue in this process is we need to solidify those cluster leaders and then start developing tripods in each cluster.
Right.
And
then, bam,
you have a new small group, right? Because we say you need a tripod to be a healthy small group. So now, as a leader for myself, I want to help the cluster leaders under me have solid tripods. Then those can eventually become their own groups.
Right.
And I've noticed the same thing, Coach. Once the leadership gets clear in the group, God brings more people.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's God's sovereignty. He trusts us now. Yeah. We see that you're ready for it. It's not going to crush you if I send you new people. But also, it just multiplies the leadership energy.
Yes.
You're not the only one following up.
Yeah.
You're not the only one doing one-to-ones with people. Now you got all these other guys and girls around you carrying the weight
with you. And these new clusters and tripods gives urgency.
Yeah.
Now we got to reach people. We have to engage in relational evangelism.
That's right. And I put this as stage five. And really, this stage transcends all of them. It should be really running in the background at all times, but engage in relational evangelism because it's no good if we have all this leadership infrastructure, but we don't have new people, right? That's not the point. You know, Jesus's Great Commission wasn't, hey, be super organized, just five of you, right? No, go and reach lost people. That was always his thing. So relational evangelism is really stage zero is where we start and it just flows through all of it. But maybe if we have set tripods, hey, let's go reach out like crazy. Because we're ready now to receive more new people.
Yes.
So it should really be running at all times, but I just put it there at five because I didn't know how to make it overlay, you know, magically over all this. So, but you get the point. So some discussion questions for our LGs this month. What stage are you at in your small group right now? And coaches, let's have all of our leaders reflect. Where am I? Yeah. Maybe I need to, I'm back at stage one. I haven't even clarified my tripod. We've been just surviving coming out of COVID. Yeah. It's been us for no more. And I'm just happy my dudes show up. You know, I get it. Trust me. Been there for many years, you know? And once we need, maybe that's where you are.
Right.
Clarify that tripod. And again, once we've found that you can clarify a tripod, God tends to bring new people. It's just what he does, right? So maybe you're there. Maybe you're at stage two and, oh, we should start clustering. Maybe I should stop meeting in a circle of seven or eight people.
Right. Oh, somebody needs to hear that.
Oh, yeah, amen. I know. I know. I heard the pin drop.
Yeah.
I heard it in your car. No. But maybe you need to start clustering and see, maybe that'll bring new life to the group and new momentum in those conversations. Maybe you're at stage three, solidifying cluster leaders like I am and I was. And now maybe stage four, developing tripods in each cluster. But we should all be engaging in relational evangelism at all times. But where are you? And what do you need to put your focus in this season? And let's have a good conversation on that. Number two, who are the potential cluster leaders that you can identify? And I want to encourage us. Let's say names, you know.
Yes.
And maybe they're not ready, but hey, just speak it out in faith. You know, I see this person as a potential cluster leader, right? Or who are the potential tripod members in your group? If you're stuck at the identifying your tripod, list some names and have the guys around you give some insight and maybe even pray together over these things.
Yes.
But let's come out of this LG with some clear handles. Yeah. What are some next steps, some people we're going to talk to and encourage and recruit and to move us from one stage to the next so that we can move from maintenance to multiplication, which is really the goal. Amen, Pastor Coach. Any final thoughts?
You know, just when you identify that cluster leader or that future tripod person, pour into that person because you're going to multiply and reproduce yourself in someone else.
Amen to that. Well, we hope that this was helpful.
Yes.
And again, these stages aren't scientific, but they're just kind of best practices from our, you know, observations and practice. So try them out, put it into practice. But I'm convinced if we can walk through these stages, we're going to start to see some movement in our church, movement in our community, and new people coming to faith, which is the goal, and new leaders being raised
That's
up. Maybe could be church planters in the future, missionaries in the future. Amen. So let's all move together from maintenance to multiplication this month. And I look forward to hearing your feedback and what God's doing in your groups as you put these things into practice. Well, God bless you guys. Thank you for all that you do. Have a great LG. Have a great month. And we'll see you back for LG again next month. God bless you all. Thank you.